Blog Talk Radio.
Girl, Miss P, and you are now in tuned. If you're tuned in for the very first time, welcome. I hope you find my show entertaining above all, so the love and support coming across the airwaves right at you. For those who continue to support this broadcast, I just want to say I love and appreciate you all. Thank you. Without you guys, there will be no Intuned show. There are several ways that this show can be accessed, and you can stream it live from any internet device by dialing in at 818-495-6975, or using our interactive chat room that's open during our live show where you can leave your questions and comments. So you guys are going to tune in tonight just to hear me talk. So we're going to be talking to Bobby Valentino, and I'm terribly excited because this will be my actual first time getting to talk to him and gain on him. So for all those who want to call in and ask Bobby a question, be respectful, of course, because I know there's a lot of ladies out there that love them some Bobby. You dial in at 818-495-6975, and you will be live with Miss P and Bobby Valentino. So he has his new EP that's dropped, Peach Moon, and we're going to be playing Back to Love right now for y'all. Let me know what you think.
Hey, how's everybody doing? I just want to welcome y'all out to the Sky Lounge. Beautiful young lady is about to show you DC. Everybody have a good time.
Good morning, friends. How you doing? It's so nice to see you again. And I ain't seen you around in a minute. You know it's nice to see your face. I want to talk to you for a while. Now that I have time, I wish that I could read your mind. I wish that you could read mine. We can reach for something else. We could try for something new. Let's go back to love, back to love. Yeah, just me and my soul flower, I hope you wish upon a star. Let's take a trip to the peach moon.
Girl, I know it's good for you.
You know I want you here for a while. Just to wake up to your smile. I'ma make it worth your while. I'ma go the extra mile. We could reach for something else. We could try for something new. Let's go back to love, back to love.
Back to love.
Bobby V. So for all you guys that have yet to go out and get this EP, Peach Moon, please do so. I'm sure if you just Google Bobby V, everything will pop up where you guys have a choice of going to www.bobbyvmusic.com, and he has everything on there that you could possibly think of, like most artists do. Have everything in a one confined place that you guys can connect to him. You can get ringtones, you can view his pics, his videos, his music, his tour dates, and all news Bobby on, again, bobbyvmusic.com. While we're waiting for Mr. Valentino to give us a call in, I want to give a few shouts out, and I want to make a few announcements to our listeners. For all those who are tuned in or will tune in later on the archive link, I just want you guys to know that Dartman Dallas is looking for band members in the New York or the greater area. She's having an open casting call on January 4th and 5th. You can definitely reach out and at ILLPRO@live.com to connect, okay? So definitely if you're out there and you can play any instrument or you're diverse in any type of genre, definitely reach out if you're looking to get something great started in the new year, because I'm excited about it. And I know you guys who participate, or for the listeners and fans that follow Diamond, definitely have something to look forward to. I want to give a shout-out to Kay Bookman. I want to give a shout-out to Melissa Santiago at the S Firm. I want to give a shout-out to the people that have been supporting the show since day one. I love you guys, and thank you. Thank you so much for being as awesome as you really are, okay? It makes it worth my while to do the show. I also want to let you guys know that the internshow.com website is being updated. So I know that a lot of people have been joining, and I'm grateful for all the support, but nothing will be happening until January 1st. So I'm taking the time to revamp everything so I can bring you something fresh and new that will keep you guys entertained. If you don't catch the show, you can definitely go to our website to keep updated with our calendar, our special guests, our promotion packages, and everything else that we have going on that's genuine and great on the Intune show. So we're going to be waiting, and we're waiting, and we're waiting, and we're waiting for Mr. Valentino. So if there's anyone who wants to call in with a question in regards to the open band call for Diamond Dallas, and you could definitely go to Twitter and follow her at Follow Diamond on Twitter. And you could definitely, again, reach out at ILLPRO@live.com. For all those looking for promotional services, as far as anybody out there that have ebooks or authors or anything of that nature, you could definitely reach out to PhoenixStar9Online.com. She's amazing at what she does, and I'm sure that if it's something that you don't know about or have any kind of questions, she's the gal that you need to go to, because she'll hook you right up, okay? So definitely look into that. On Thursday nights now, we have Out to Dudes, our host, one of our hosts on the show, that holds his segment every Thursday at 11 p.m., and he discussed, you know, the state of music and R&B, and he also interviews amazing upcoming artists as well as well-known names, so definitely check that out on the Intune shows on Thursday nights. So, again, we're waiting for Bobby Valentino to call in. Maybe he got tied up, so I do apologize for everyone who is tuned in at the current moment, and Mr. Valentino has yet to call in, but these things happen, you know? So if we don't get him on tonight in the next few minutes, then we'll definitely reschedule him on an upcoming broadcast. At least I had the opportunity this time around to really talk to you guys about what's going on with the Intune show. I also want you guys to know that my soap business, I personally craft custom blend and do whatever it is for skincare. it was Mood Setters, but now it's Simply Sabuni, so you can definitely support by going to Simply Sabuni on Twitter, on Facebook. The site is actually going to be launching with the Intune show relaunch in January. So my specialty is customizing soaps to fit your needs, so definitely reach out, because there's a lot of stuff that's going to be that people don't really know about as far as skincare products that aren't good for your skin and causes all types of damaging effects to the body. So you definitely want to use something natural, even if it's not my soaps. And you definitely want to be aware of the word natural, because not everything that says natural is natural. So I just wanted to put that up on that, because we're going to be giving away gift baskets in the New Year's with a bunch of products in it, spas, stuff, and it's just going to be an amazing 2014, so I'm looking forward to it. If any of you guys are interested in being on the Intune show at any point, you can definitely reach out to me at intuneshow@aol.com, and that's N-T-U-N-E-D, show@aol.com, and just put in the subject interview request. For all those who want to submit music to the Intune show, you must be following us on Twitter. That's my only rule. And you can send your MP3 mix master titled with all of your social media links into Intune show as well. I'm getting tongue twisted. We have someone on the line, so we're going to take this call. 717, you on the line. How are you doing tonight?
Hello?
Hello?
How you doing?
How are you?
I'm good. How are you? I just heard your shout-out. I wanted to call in and thank you for that.
Oh, not a problem. That's what we're here to do, to show love and support. Not a problem.
You know who this is? You know who this is?
Is this Diamond Dallas?
Yeah, most definitely.
Well, Diamond, we appreciate you giving a call in. Yeah, and I just gave you a shout-out. So you can tell the people really quick everything that they need to be expecting from your open band call.
I mean, long story short, we're just getting, musicians from the area together to try to put something hot together. If you're interested, you can hit me up. You already heard all the information. Anywhere you know where to follow me at, you can pretty much Google me and find me somewhere, get a hold of me, or go to diamonddallasworld.com. But, yeah, I was tuning in because I'm waiting to hear from Mr. Bobby V. He didn't call in yet.
Yeah, he's on the line right now, so I'm going to take that call, Diamond. So I'm going to put you back on hold so you can listen in. Thank you for calling in.
Hey, no problem. Thanks.
So without further ado, ladies, let's bring on Bobby V. How are you doing tonight?
Hello.
Hi, how are you?
Hey, how you doing?
I'm great, thank you. So we don't have a lot of time left for the interview, so I just wanted to make this as quick and brief as possible, although I had a ton of things that I wanted to ask you, so maybe we can reschedule at another time. But for now, since we have you on, I'll just throw a few questions at you. Is that cool?
Cool.
Okay, awesome. So I played your track, Back to Love, and that's one of the tracks on your new EP, correct?
Right.
Okay. So
you want me to tell you about it?
Yeah, tell us a little bit about, Back to Love and Peach Moon and, what was your inspiration and things of that nature, putting this all together and coming up with that title, Peach Moon.
Well, I was just in the studio and I was just working on the album. I looked out the window and the first thought that came to my mind was Peach Moon. So I looked up the definition for Peach Moon. And the definition, the peach was the first fruit eaten on the moon. So since this being the first time that I'm doing something different musically, they both coincided, and that's why I named the album Peach Moon.
Oh, awesome. And I had no idea. So not only is it, different, it's also informative, educational. Because you just educated me, Bobby.
Yeah, I was educated, too, when I looked up the meaning. I was like, I wonder what this means. And we looked up the meaning, and it was the first fruit eaten, so it just all really made a lot of sense.
Absolutely. So you've worked with a ton of artists, like Lil Wayne, Ludacris, among many others. Who stood out to you the most and made an impact on you as an individual and as an artist?
I think every artist that I've worked with, definitely made an impact on me in my career. You can learn something from everybody, from the person that's on the lowest of the totem pole to the person that's on the high. So a lot of times, instead of doing a lot of talking, it's better to sit back, listen, and learn as much as you can. And that's what I always try to do as much as possible.
Absolutely. So Fly on the Wall, I was also curious about that title. Tell us how you came up with that title.
Well, Fly on the Wall, that was an album. I kind of felt like at that point in my career, I really felt like a fly on the wall in the industry. I felt like I was successful and had a lot of things going, but I still felt kind of like an outcast in a sense. So I really made it fly on the wall. I really gave it my all. I really had a lot of emotion in that album.
because I really felt like a fly on the wall in the industry because I've seen so much, done so much, and like I'm really an insider in the industry by knowing so much about the industry. So I really named the album Fly on the Wall because of those reasons.
Absolutely. It seems like you're very intuitive and just very, like all the analogies that you have are really like great concepts, you know, and I know you realize that. That's why you put it out there in the universe. But, you know, for those who aren't paying attention to that, you know, I'm definitely into it. It's like it has some philosophy to it. I love it.
Well, thank you. You know, a lot of people don't really pay attention to the, you know, the small things, but you know, those intuitive people that do, they'll definitely get it, and, you know, they'll understand where I'm coming from.
Absolutely. So my thing is like, wow, you know, you've been in the business for 10 years, excuse me, and congratulations to you for maintaining your momentum in there, but do you have any regrets so far in this industry?
No, I don't have any regrets. You know, every experience has been a learning experience, and I'm still learning. I still have a long way to go, a lot to learn, but I definitely have no regrets. There's a lot of things I feel like I could have done earlier on in my career, but I had no clue and no idea of what to do. You know, a lot of times when you have people's attention, their full attention, that's when you have to go full force, and I feel like when I had people's full attention, I kind of let everything, I let everybody around me do everything for me instead of me really being deeply rooted into it and really giving it up my all and showing my true personality. I was trying to be somebody who I wasn't as far as my personality at the beginning. That's the only thing I look back and say, you know, I wish I would have been more myself. But other than that, every experience was a learning experience, even that was. So, you know, I wouldn't do anything different other than that, other than just really give more of myself, you know, earlier on.
Absolutely. I love how you stated that your focal point of music is therapeutic, you know, it has its therapeutic qualities. So I'm just like, hey, Bobby, we, you know, tell us about, you know, this this alter ego and how you transform into another person during Love Make It.
You want to know the difference with the alter ego?
Uh-huh.
You talking about, you say the alter ego song?
No, the alter ego, you know, you stated that, you know, you have an alter ego and how you transform into another person during lovemaking.
Oh, everybody wants to know about the lovemaking. You know, yeah, I think everybody transforms into somebody else. It really just depends on the person that you're making love to, though, you know. If they turned up, you know, it might turn you up another level. If not, you know, it might not. So, you know, that alter ego definitely comes into play, you know, probably when it's time for that. But, you know, other than that, you know, I really, yeah, definitely, I don't know how to really talk about that.
No, you don't have to, but I just thought it was really cute how you stated that.
Yeah, I think everybody does. I can tell how you talk. You turn into somebody else when you make love.
You're right about that.
You go all, I can tell you go all the way in. No hesitational. No Hezekiah
exactly.
Walker.
I know that's right. I totally agree.
Yeah,
so
I know you do.
Say,
I can tell by them vocal cords, huh?
Yeah, also was like loving the fact that you said it, that your focal point of music is its therapeutic quality, because I can agree 110%, and I'm sure a lot of people that appreciate music can. So, you know, that made me just kind of look at you in a whole nother light as far as like you as an individual in terms of your work, what you put out there, because of how you express yourself and how you convey certain things and how you put your analogy together, to me, is just so awesome. So it's like I'm getting to learn Bobby V on a different perspective versus just his music, if that makes sense.
Right. I appreciate that too, because Bobby V is more than the music, you know, and I think to understand my music is really to understand me, you know, and if you understand me, you can understand the music. So they really coincide with each other, definitely.
Absolutely, it all ties together. So tell us a little bit about the Bobby V Foundation.
Well, you know, we gave away turkeys and vegetables this year, as well as donated a lot of toys for some underserved kids and communities. And, you know, being that my foundation, we don't get grants and we don't get a lot of funding and stuff. A lot of this stuff comes out of my pocket, you know. So I definitely want to make the awareness a lot more so that we can do more during the holidays and we can give back a lot more because, you know, coming out of my pocket every holidays, it's a blessing that I can give back, but I would definitely like to give back more because there are so many people that don't get a chance to, you know, have nice Christmases and have nice holidays. So, you know, I only reach a limited amount, but we have the awareness a lot more than I'll be able to reach. You know, if we have the awareness and I can get, you know, funding from Chick-fil-A and different companies and stuff like that, you know, I can give a lot more. You know, I can go feed the hungry, you know, and do more things during the holidays. So that's what we do mainly during the holidays. We also give away scholarships to underserved kids and communities. And, you know, for the most part, that's what we do thus far. But, you know, definitely working to make it bigger, you know, so hopefully that will happen in time. And awareness.
Absolutely, and it's such a beautiful gift. And tell people, like, how can they donate? How can they, you know, join and become a volunteer or whatever it is that you need added to your, you know, foundation? How do people, you know, reach out about that?
You can go to BobbyVFoundation.com for more information. And, you know, on the website, it'll definitely let you know, where to go and what to do so that you volunteer and donate.
Absolutely. So, Bobby, tell everybody again about if you have any upcoming venues that, you know, in different states and things of that nature that people can come out and see you and support. Tell them where they can go. Well, basically, you don't even have to tell them where to go because all they have to do is put Bobby V in the Google and it's all going to pop up. That's what I like. So just, you know, give our listeners all the information that you want them to know for any upcoming projects or anything new.
Can you say that ending part one more time?
Yeah, well, your upcoming venue.
No more information?
Yeah, as far as, like, any...
Oh, go ahead.
I'm sorry, they can just go away about you breaking up. Do you hear me?
Yeah, I hear you. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you now.
Yeah, I think you said where can they go to follow me and stuff like that. Was that what you said?
I asked, you know, if there's any way that that people, you know, can find out any venues that you have coming up.
Oh, you know, you can
my Instagram, the real Bobby V, Twitter, Bobby V. My Twitter is Bobby V. And Facebook, Bobby V Music, and we definitely keep all of those sites updated with, you know, my tour dates and all of that stuff.
Absolutely. Well, Bobby, you know, I'm really, really thrilled, and it was definitely a pleasure, and I hope that sometime in the future that I can bring you back on and you can get us updated with all that's Bobby V. Since we're family now.
Are you in New York?
Yeah, I'm in New York.
I could tell. Why you didn't come to the show? I was just there.
I didn't know that. Nobody told me. No. So serious. I would have came.
I had a BET Music Matters show on Tuesday at SOB's.
Oh, my goodness. I would have totally came if I knew. For real. So I'm about to start, like, paying close attention to all of this. Seriously. From now on. Because when you're back here, I have to come out and support, of course. And meet you in person, of course.
Have you heard the Peach Moon Project yet?
Yes, I've been listening to it, definitely.
What's your favorite song on that?
I like Back to Love. That's why I played that one.
that's the easiest one for you to remember because you haven't listened to the other ones. I want you to listen to the other ones.
Yeah. Are you serious?
I want you to have a second favorite.
Trying to blow
as well.
Me up.
I want you to have a
blowing me up.
I want you to have a second favorite as well, okay? Because you did a great job in your interview, so. Now you have to listen to the music and go more in depth with Bobby V. I want you to go all the way in depth with Bobby V. I want you to tell a friend about Bobby V. And I want you to be a Bobby V advocate because, you know, everybody else has their advocate. I need you to be a Bobby V advocate.
Listen, I'm down for everyone. I'm down for it all. So I'm definitely gonna
I don't want you to be down for everyone. I want you to be down for Bobby V. Team Bobby
V.
Not everyone.
That's right.
Yeah.
You're right. So Miss P is down for Bobby V. I said it here live. Okay.
And you see how that rhymes? It's only right. It rhymes and everything.
Definitely true, Bobby. Definitely true. So I'm going to make sure that I tune back in and let you know which is my second favorite.
All right,
Bobby. So thank you so much for taking the time to talk with us tonight. And we'll have you back on soon. It would be a pleasure.
Yeah, because the next time we're going to review Peach Moon. So a couple weeks after you've Yeah,
okay, good. We have one person before I let you go, Bobby, that I want to ask you a question. Can I take the line?
Sure. It's only one person on the line?
No, it's more than one person, but it's one person who wanted to talk to you.
Wanted to talk to me. Well, let me talk to him.
Yeah, so I'm going to bring them on. 717, you on the line with Mr. Bobby V?
I was eating.
Hello? Paula?
Yeah, can you hear me? I was trying to finish my food before I started speaking.
Because
I was listening and eating yet. No, I'm good now. I was trying to figure out which button to push it for you to know that I was still trying to speak. I'm like, hold up. I just told you I was listening. Nah, I just wanted to commend you. I'm talking to you now, Bobby. My name is Diamond, by the way.
Diamond. Would you give me diamonds and pearls?
Oh, don't say to me. Don't do that. I might get excited. Like, seriously, but I heard your comment. First, I wanted to respond to your comment when you were talking about listening to your new music. I'm not even going to hold you. I haven't listened to your new project yet. But I wouldn't even know about it if it wasn't for the Intune show. So that's what's up.
Exactly.
Shout out to Miss P.
Well, now you
Shout
know
out to Miss P. Okay,
yeah.
Now, your first project, man, listen, let me tell you, like, you are the truth. Like, keep doing you. Like, I've been following you since, you know, Blackberry Molasses. Like, I know about you. So, like, your music is definitely, you know what I mean, it's reaching out everywhere. Like, I'm going to definitely check your new project out. I'm sure you're still coming with it, man. But I just wanted to tell you, like, doing you, like, stay you. I love it.
Cause you just heard the first album. I got like five more albums after that first one, so you got a lot of home.
I mean, yeah. I mean, I know that. My fault if I came off like that, but You see what I mean?
I understand. I want you to get all the projects, but the newest installment to Bobby V is entitled Peach Moon. So make sure you get
that,
okay?
Yeah, most definitely. I just want to say, that's from one artist to another. Like, it's not, like, I love you. Like, your voice is dope. So, keep doing it.
Thank you, beauty.
No problem.
Thank you, Diamond, for calling in.
No problem. Have a good night.
Yeah, Bobby. So, you're awesome. And, you know, I'm just going to go do some more homework. And when I have you back on, I'll be in tune to all things Bobby V.
That's what's up. I appreciate it, Ms. P.
Not a problem. P-P. Thank you so
much. Look, I'm going to call you PP, and I want you to think of what the words stand for, okay?
Okay, I'm going to think about that. PT?
PP, like PP.
Okay, PP.
Pretty.
Okay.
Pretty. I'm going to tell you the first word, pretty, okay?
Okay, pretty thing.
Yeah, that's cool. So when you think about that on our next combo, I want you to tell me what the PP, what you think it stands for, okay?
Okay, not a problem, Bobby. Thank you so much for your time. You have a great evening, and we'll talk soon.
All right. Hit me on the Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, and all of that good stuff. Twitter, Bobby V, Facebook, Bobby V Music, Instagram, The Real Bobby V. V, V.
Absolutely. V. And I'm about to follow you, so follow me back, Bobby.
Word up. I got you. I got you. You.
Okay, Bobby. Have a good night.
All right.
Yeah, guys, so that was Bobby V. Awesome, funny. I love it. I love it. You can definitely go on again to BobbyVMusic.com to check him all out, all his social media, his videos, his music, his tour dates, news about Bobby, ringtones, and definitely get into Teach Moon because there's going to be a survey the next time we have him on. So Miss P is going to go start studying right now. To all those who continue to support the Intune Show, I just want to say thank you. And if it's your first time for tuning in, I just want to say thank you, and I hope you tune in soon. I'll talk to you all later. Shout out to Diamond Dallas. Shout out to Kay Bookman. Shout out to Melinda Santiago and the S Firm. And definitely shout out to our special guest of this evening, Mr. Bobby D. Until next time, babies, stay in tune.
And that's live. I show her love 'cause she do it for the beat.